This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Five people who work at Bethel's jail and courthouse have tested positive for COVID-19 as the number of cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta continues to spike. The positive cases include two Bethel courthouse employees and three staff members at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. Sarah Gallagher with the Department of Corrections says the department is testing everyone who has been exposed, including 39 inmates who were tested Friday. Gallagher says that before the pandemic hit Bethel, the correction center had split inmates up into smaller units called mods.
We've been treating each housing mod like a family unit. So one mod doesn't have contact with another mod. Just like we are not supposed to have contact outside of our household members, we've been treating each housing unit like that.
The correction center employs 47 people and houses more than 200. So far, 8 employees have been tested. Meanwhile, down the road, 2 Bethel Courthouse employees have also tested positive. Candace Duncan, the area court administrator for District 4, which oversees Bethel, says that those employees are now self-isolating.
YKHC has been doing the contact tracing and scheduling rapid testing for anybody identified through that process.
YKHC stands for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Duncan says people who have been in close contact with the people who have tested positive must quarantine for 14 days and must have 2 negative test results before returning to work. YKHC announced the biggest spike in positive cases last week since the pandemic began. Most of the positive cases have been linked to one travel-related positive case. It's unclear if the people who tested positive at the correction center and courthouse are from that same cluster. Next, in more COVID-19 news. Since Friday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 4 new cases of COVID-19. The first 2 were Bethel residents and close contacts of previously known cases. One was identified through testing of passengers arriving at the Bethel airport. The individuals are self-isolating and all close contacts have been identified. YKHC also announced 2 individuals who live in unnamed YK Delta villages tested positive for the virus. YKHC says contact tracing reveals the first case was travel-related and the second was identified through testing at the Bethel airport. And finally, when COVID-19 shut down much of the country's economy earlier this year, Congress threw out of work Americans a lifeline, a special $600 a week boost to unemployment benefits. But that program expired last week, with Democratic and Republican lawmakers blaming each other for their failure to agree on how to extend it. Now, Congress is adjourned until September, and as Nat Hurst with Alaska Public Media reports, tens of thousands of Alaskans are wondering what's next.
Lisa Seifert makes her living through photography and running a downtown Anchorage Airbnb called the Seawolf Inn. And she still remembers the moment earlier this year when the COVID-19 pandemic vaporized her 2 occupations.
I had bookings and award ceremonies and all sorts of gigs, and the phone didn't stop ringing for a week with cancellation after cancellation. I just was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Congress and President Trump actually had an answer for her.
Well, thank you all very much. It's a very important day. I'll sign the single biggest economic relief package in American history.
In March, the Senate unanimously passed and Trump signed the CARES Act, which included a $250 billion to offer the $600 a week boost to both laid-off employees and contractors and self-employed people like Seifert. The legislation passed the Senate unanimously in an unusual level of bipartisanship that even the president noted.
I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences and putting America first.
That spirit of bipartisan cooperation, however, is gone.
To have the minority leader of the U.S. Senate and Speaker Pelosi just say $600, take it or leave it. Colleagues, you all know, we all know, that's not good faith.
That is Alaska Republican Dan Sullivan on the Senate floor last week after discussions to continue the program fizzled. Republicans are now pushing for a short-term extension while Democrats want a broader relief bill that would pay the benefits through January. Now that the House and Senate are both adjourned until September, people like Seifert are feeling anxious. She says she feels like her pleas to Alaska senators fell on deaf ears.
I'm sitting here wondering how I'm going to live on $500 a month. You know, that's where I'm at right now, hoping that they'll get their act together and do something.
Some 52,000 Alaskans would have qualified for the benefits in the last week of July when they expired. That's about 15% of the state's entire workforce. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Congress did a disservice to the American public by closing down without a deal.
That's not helping the person who's fearful that they're going to lose their housing. That's not helpful for those for whom there really is nothing in their refrigerator. So this is a disappointing place for us to be. And I am one of 100, and I own some of the fault here.
Murkowski says one of the big points in the negotiations is whether the benefits should continue at $600 a week or something less than that. She says she's hearing from a lot of Alaskans who say they can't find people to rehire.
I was at the farmer's market, small businessman. He's like, I'm looking for one person. I got 8 applications. And of those, 7 of them said, I'm going to wait until the enhanced UI goes away because right now I'm making more money than you can pay me.
Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration is applying for a program President Trump launched last weekend that would restore benefits at $300 a week, half of the previous amount. But there's only about 5 weeks worth of money budgeted for that program, and officials aren't saying when payments could begin. Seifert rejects the idea that the $600 a week payments are discouraging people from returning to work. She says she has 2 neighbors who had to stop working who couldn't wait to get back, and she really wants to resume her own job shooting photos and hosting Airbnb guests.
I love the interaction of people. I love being creative. I don't know. I want to go back to work, but they have to get their handle on the situation in Washington and make a scientific plan instead of, you know, doing what they're doing, which is nothing.
Spokesman for Sullivan and Alaska's sole congressman, Republican Don Young, did not respond to interview requests.
Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuk Dun coming up.